Hi everyone, I'm Bobby Elias, your host for Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme, healthy aging. And we're going to really get into healthy aging a week from now and 3 weeks from now with some great, great information, great guests, cutting edge new information so you can age beautifully, healthily. Our show is on, as you know, every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Today, we're going to have Darshini, a world-class psychic, a medium. We're going to talk about potential major disaster possibilities in major cities like New York City and Los Angeles and other parts of the USA and world. Then we're going to take questions from you, the audience. Get your pen out. I'm going to give this number several times so you can call in with any question you have about what Darshini said, about the future, about yourself, your personal life, your whatever you want to ask her, you can ask her. There's a few things that she says she may not want to talk about. I'll let her give that answer in a minute. Be sure to call in every Saturday of the show. I've got some great guests the next few weeks. Let me give you the lineup. Next week, on the 16th, we're going to have Dr. Sarah Larson and myself going over every phase, a number of phases, at least 15 different parts to healthy aging, from the new things on stem cells to exercise to food to supplements to the mind. We're going to really get into it. So I want you to hear that show. The following week, the 23rd, 2 weeks from King, Matt, on your own food, and about seeds. And he's working with a few world leaders on this organic gardening movement and seeds, how seeds can help you fix your own food and maybe even help feed the world. Then on the 30th, 3 weeks from now, Keith Moray will be on, a nutritionist, to talk about aging and all forms of health, cleansing, etc. Then into September, we're going to get into a lot of things. We're going to talk about the environment and about health and why health is booming all over the country in big health festivals. So we have a lot of great things coming in the near future. All right, so let's get to our guest. Her name is Darshini. She is a medium known throughout the world. Her predictions in 2012 and 2013 were 95% accurate, and I know that's a fact, and she predicted some things to go wrong and bad and disasters in Europe. I know I spoke to a gentleman that follows her from France, and he told me the absolute truth that this woman is amazing. What she said came true, 95% true. And even the one she misses on a close call. So, here we go. Now, don't forget, questions. We can ask questions in about 15, 20 minutes when we finish going over our beginning segment. Call the number 888-874-4888 to ask any question you want. Darshini, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Hi, everyone. So how are you doing, Bobby?
Great. I'm doing great, and I know you have a slight cold, but you're coming on okay right now, and I appreciate you coming on the show. So we're going to start out by talking about potential disasters in New York City, Los Angeles, and other parts of the country. So go right ahead.
Okay, well,
New York City.
Okay. Well, basically, it's really, I've put all of this on two videos, YouTube videos, which people can access. They are long because it covers the world. And it's in part one and two on YouTube, and people, whoever needs to, couldn't find it or, it's World Underworld Predictions. But that's on, they can email me and I'll send them the links if they wish. But basically these are on it already, and we'll cover, since the listeners are really basically from America, California mostly, and New York, and we will concentrate a bit on that. And what I see here is, I know that it's unusual to have earthquakes. We'll quickly go over earthquakes, essentially. But that's what I had predicted a long time ago when the first earthquake, I forgot I'd predicted it on another radio show, the 5-point-something, and that happened. And I do see that there will be far more earthquakes, actually, nearer Toronto, which is affecting. There's a line there that I see. I don't know where the actual earthquake lines are, but basically I'm seeing it affecting more upstate New York. There are going to be, like, small clusters. They're not going to be a big one, so it's like 1.2, 2.3s, and this won't be occurring until a bit later this year. So end of October, November, there are going to be sporadic little ones, and there have been, which is what I predicted. And I've always said that if you've listened to any of my other YouTubes, what I call the earthquake zone is like in a drop edge formation. In other words, it affects both sides of the East, the Pacific and the Atlantic, East Coast, West Coast, but also in the a lower section across the United States. And, of course, you know all the earthquakes that have been happening in, is it Ohio? I can't remember. Anyway, it's in that area. So basically that's all across that midsection state as well. Will actually also affect a bit of Colorado, but I hate to say it, they will be now a bit more prominent, not again in continuous clusters for New York, but there will be earthquakes, small earthquakes happening in more upstate. Sometime there's going to be one downtown, but it's not going to be a huge one. It'll be about 1.7 or something, 1.3, and deep. Right. And that's why it won't really affect too many people. But this is something that I know that the transit authorities in New York are very concerned about, because there have been earthquakes long, long time ago, in the, I think, 18th century that they've logged. And I won't get into the specifics of it, because I try and study as much as I can. But that is a big concern. But that's going to happen, but it really won't affect too many people, but it is going to destabilize a bit. It's all, remember, contributory to deep stabilization. Anyway, so Oklahoma City, Oklahoma is where, not Idaho, but Oklahoma is going to actually have more. But anyway, we're not looking at Midwest, but we're looking at the East Coast, West Coast now. And we're just covering earthquakes at the moment. As I always predicted for the last few years, that California is going to have far more earthquakes, which they have. They've been obviously having it. Buena Park had a huge amount, and now Anza Baranga just had a bit, not a huge one, but a 3.3, and it was felt. And we're going to be experiencing far more, but more in the hills, more. But L.A. area, we are going to find that it's kind of a norm to have the 2.3s and all of the other unfortunate. I'm just trying to move over to California. I'm looking at these before I talk to you. But basically, that's really what we're going to experience. Regarding L.A., on another note, is the shores around there, Santa Barbara. As far as Santa Monica, we're going to experience high waves. Now, this is not king waves. There's a difference in, if you see the video, what the gentleman you were talking to, Pierre is his name, who comes from France, I had predicted huge waves, really high, unusual, like tsunami waves hitting France, Ireland, and England, the west coast of England. And actually, when I was predicting it, it was happening, and I didn't even know it until much later, which was very unusual. But anyway, basically, that is what is going to hit the west coast. And it's really from all this weird weather that's been happening. And it's going to continue, by the way, this frenzied weather where we don't know from one minute to the next if we're having rain. Very unusual. The tornadoes, I did also predict that there earlier this year it did happen, where you're going to see more water spouts and really like mini tornadoes, which are not exactly water spouts, they're different forms, but on land. And they were occurring in California, up north, in Chico, and a few other areas. So you'll be seeing this strange weather, but it'll be happening nearer in end of October, November. November's going to be quite a month on across America, to be honest, for all kinds of different type of storms. Again, predicting on tornadoes, even though it's meant to be on Tornado Alley, I've said this quite a few times, over the years, the Tornado Alley is no longer one little section in the Midwest. It's going to extend towards the East Coast. And again, East Coast, as I said, it's going to encounter far more different weather, where they are going to have actual tornadoes. I've actually got YouTubes, not YouTubes, I've filmed it when every time there was. And there was, there have been tornadoes, I believe, in Pennsylvania and throughout the East Coast. So, unfortunately, I did predict the Sandy storm as well, and all these other hurricanes. Now, we will be... Sorry?
Yes. No, go ahead if you want. I want to mention something to our listeners when you get a chance.
Okay, sure. And that also we are going to experience a rather nasty hurricane that's going to really hit. Mostly, it's not even hitting anywhere near so much, kind of heading towards Miami, but it doesn't. It really slams into the up coast of South Carolina, but it's going to affect all the up coasts. It's not going to touch down, but it's going to have repercussions with really high tides, inundation of water, damage into the coast there, and I hate to say the islands in... the lower islands in New York, and actually it's coming towards the end of it because it's more or less dying down, but it's going to impact more New Jersey, Norfolk, and all of that. It's Delaware. It's going to hit those actual seasides, and that's going to happen. As I said, November's going to be a nasty month. November, for about 6 to 8 weeks, is going to be pretty aggressive. You're going to see earlier snowstorms than you've seen before. The weather's going to be a bit whacked out, as I said, and high temperatures before that. And even though it's been pretty mild, you'll see these peaking high temperatures where it's not traditional anymore, where you think autumn is autumn and, well, the American is not autumn, it's just a seasonal winter there, but we say autumn in England. But basically, you're not going to see the cooling of the weather. It's going to be far more into late September. You're going to see peaking temperatures where it's getting even near 100, I see. But that's going to be Pennsylvania, Midwest, Midwest, but more into the that upper region of New York, Pennsylvania. And then it'll kind of start really dropping, where these weird weather patterns coming in from across the channel, from the Atlantic, hitting and then really putting pressure and coming down. Don't be surprised if you do see more tornadoes with bad weather systems and coming in and hitting the mountain regions, the Appalachians, and coming in that way, and even close to, not New York City, but in New York, on the edges, outer skirts of New York. Really freaky weather coming in, but heavy rainfall too, okay? And that's really basically not obviously mid-coast, Midwest, but those two.
You've covered a lot of territory. That's great. Thank you. For our listeners that tuned in a little bit late, This is Let's Create a Better World. I'm Bobby Elias, and I'm speaking with Darshini, world-renowned psychic who has been 95% correct the last 2 years on major predictions for Europe and other parts of the world. And today we're going in depth. I did have a number of people, Darshini, that asked, and you've answered some of the questions, and some may call in because it was there are a lot of listeners on this station that are from the New York City area. That's why we want to get that one. And then I have a lot of people in Los Angeles that are part of a thing called the Gary Noh Health Support, which I am the director. And they're all listening, too, and wanted to ask questions about earthquake potential in L.A. You answered some of that, about a possible drought in Southern California. And the New York City people worry about solar storms, and we're all concerned about a lot of things all over the world. So and people will call in with questions over the next little while. But I want to, at the very end, I want you to give some final so you'll have more time. And then now, if you want to say a few more words, and then we'll get into the questions.
Sure.
Would you like to get the questions now, or you want to just finish up?
No, I'd like to address a few because you've been brought up solar storms. Now, I did put out a video, actually it was 2 years ago, but it was in, I tried to, part one and two, regarding the solar storms. Now, we're in a cycle of 11-year cycle. We're actually going into the down cycle where it peaked, but it doesn't mean to say like a light switch, it goes into solar minimum. We're kind of coming out of solar max. Now, I did predict all the solar storms, and it shows, if anybody's really worried about the solar storms, please go to those videos, and if you can't find them, just email me and I'll send you the links. But basically what it's saying is, on the second video, it gives the predictions, but the first one, really try and watch, because it's showing you why we won't be getting hit by a solar storm immediately. In the future, yes, I do see something, but I won't put that, it'll be in the book. But basically, it's really to do with, at the moment, it's still going through a down phase of solar max. There won't be really anything significant. I see something coming in late November. That's practically the last really slow next solar flare, and it's called a CME, where it has a mass exodus. Coronal mass exodus, that's what it means, where it actually has a solar flare, but it ejects the flare, and the flare actually comes towards Earth. Now, that's where we get concerned, where we're going to get fried with our electronics, but there's nothing at the moment. But remember, this is an 11-year cycle, and I will put something in the second book, Epoch Succession, regarding what the future I see on the solar flares, but not to worry about anything at the moment. You will experience far more, and this is unusual because it doesn't really, people don't see the auroras as far in the Midwest, upper north, you know, where New York is. They will be seeing it, Minneapolis, Chicago. They'll be seeing a few more auroras. And that will be again late November into December because of that last solar flare. And that's the only real, I would say, close encounter with the solar, so it should be good. Regarding the drought in California, we are in a huge, massive seasonal change, and we can't get into it, Bobby, on the radio show because there's so much to talk about. That I talk about, we're going through a terraformer of the planet, and that's what I was trying to explain in all the books. But basically, it is going through a terraformer in the way we are changing our seasons, where winter, I had predicted that the last snow will be in June, around about June 2nd or 3rd, and it did happen, more in New York, and as I said that, around our area, Midwest, that we were seeing actually heavy snows. Even at the end of May. So, you know, basically we're changing our seasonal times now. I did say that there would be far more rain in Texas, that the droughts, you know, but unfortunately it was far more rain in, i.e., floods. So we are going to be a bit more of a dry zone, I hate to say it, in California. We're not going to be ending our dry patch anytime soon. It won't be until late December that we're going to see a bit more rain. that we won't be seeing those significant rains until about March next year, February, March, but it won't be even significant enough to retract the drought. We have to be more aware of our environment, and this is what's happening with us, because I hate to say it, we're kind of not lackadaisical, but we're trained and lulled into a false sense of security where we don't care about our environment unless it really is on our doorstep. And guess what? It's on our doorstep here in California. But we have to be far more aware and sensitive to what our children's children's needs are. And if we all are, we can actually work together. But again, that depends on all the world governments and everything else, as you know, and industry, obviously, was a huge part. So basically, in a nutshell, that's it for those questions.
Great, great. All right, I'm speaking to Darshini, world-class medium psychic who is giving predictions about what's going on in the United States and the world, and we're going to take questions, and we're getting ready to take questions. Let me give you the phone number. Listeners, please call in with questions. The number to call, and I'll repeat it again, is 888-874-4888. Again, call in with your questions. The engineer will answer and get you in. 888-874-4888 to ask a question to Darshini. Now, I just want to let you know that she will be giving information about her work on YouTube. But one of the reasons that we had you on again, because I have people from New York and Los Angeles who aren't into the social media world, that don't have a computer, or just wanted me to ask you to really speak in depth, and you've done a good job so far. But if those of you that didn't get your answers you've given, please call. And I have three people that asked me to ask questions, which are Daryl from New York City, Thomas from Texas, and they're not in yet, and Fred from Portland, Oregon. They asked me to ask the question. So as we go through this question series, if we get a blank period, then I'll ask some of the questions that they asked me to ask you, you know, unless they're not shy enough to call in. So the
no
form
problem.
Is open
that's
for
fine.
Pardon me?
No, that's fine. Go ahead and whatever the questions
okay.
are.
We're open for questions, and as they don't come in, as the questions are not coming in, we will I will continue to ask some of the questions that were asked of me. Daryl from New York City asked about the solar storms, but you kind of give an answer there, and he's really wanted to know about what's going to happen in New York City. He's worried and nervous because on this station, Progressive Radio Network, which is the number one station in the world, there have been a few predictions by people of that solar storms may be coming to New York City, and there are people in New York that are worried about that. So can you touch on that a little more right now, and then while we wait?
Sure. Yeah, no, I don't. I'm sorry, but I don't see it. It's just like people, the doomsayers, are saying, 2012, we're going to be, the world's going to be destroyed. And I said, well, if it's going to be destroyed, I'm not going to worry about it if my predictions are wrong. But quite frankly, I don't see it. And, of course, it didn't happen. But basically, the solar storm, as I said before. Sorry?
Okay, great. So, okay, we've got a question coming in from Stefan.
Oh, okay. All right, go on. Sorry. Anyway, it won't happen that I see.
Well, come back to that if you don't mind. Hello, Stefan, go ahead. Your question.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a feel, because I've had, you know, the what I felt was psychic predictions, and they never come, a lot of them don't come true. I feel that I'm always trying to predict what I want, and a lot of it in my life was negative, and the negative stuff kept coming up. Every time I predicted something negative, it kept coming up. What is your feedback on kind of like what we think about, we bring about, and the psychic predictions that we're able to create each individually? You have some great feedback and great experience, but I want to know, are we individually able to create our own future and predict stuff like this, like you do?
Yes, that's what the change is. The shift is about you changing. The shift of energy, which is in the book, and excuse me, I've got a horrible cough here, so I apologize. It's really to do with definite dimensions coming in, being integrated into where we are now. I'm so sorry, excuse me.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I'm going through some bad cough here. Anyway, basically, you're going to be going through this, everybody's going through this shift where they feel they are more connected.
Okay.
I'm sorry. And more connected. And then you, what I'd like to do is, and what I've done with the Epoch Succession and this other book, it's called Better Bing Bang Boom, which it's kind of silly, but it's actually about your shift, is to create exercises for you to be accurate far more. Now, what happens when people get to be too, how can I say this, too self-focused on what they want, it's hard to be objective, correct?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I need some water, huh?
If you don't mind, I want to quickly actually get something that will help my cough. Hold on.
Please excuse Darshini. She's been having a little bit of a cold, and we're just lucky to have her.
Yeah, Bobby, she has some great feedback on what I heard earlier, just the positive feedback that we create. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. And then that should help a bit. But basically what I'm trying to do is to tell people don't be scared of it because we overthink. And for you, I hate to say it, you overprocess. Excuse me. Information. You're very intense, but you want to get it right. But the more what happens is that you're not being objective.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So what I want you to do is to not think about things and blank. See a blank blackboard or like a cinema screen. Close your eyes. Oh, I'm so sorry. Close your eyes and then try and see a newspaper headlines like 2 weeks ahead and see what the headlines are. But don't force it. If you go more than 3 seconds within not getting anything, open your eyes, start again, choose a different period of time. Because if you don't get it within 3 to 5 seconds, you're forcing it and creating it. And this is one of my classes I teach. I teach actually about 88 classes. But that one is I'm trying to show people how they can predict and pick it up. Because how I read, I don't go through angels or guides or anything. I actually use energy to do the predictions. In other words, I can go backwards and forwards. And energy goes through dimensions, and we don't exist in just three. There are so much multiple dimensions that I've mentioned in the book. I try to explain a bit about it. And that's what you're hooking into. You want to be far more accurate. You have to trust yourself. You really have got a good line that you overprocess, and you know, because you want to do it so desperately. And yes, the negativity, I hate to say it, a lot of people with predictions capability get actually good predictions when they're in the worst times of their lives because they're more hooked into their core emotion. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, totally. That's a really good point because what you're saying, a lot of these thoughts come into our head and we choose that thought that we want and we take it out and bring it to life. So if we're choosing the wrong thoughts, you were saying focus on an area and have it come to life and that. So it totally makes sense.
And try and, you know, keep a journal. You know, I'm not talking about this, I was happy today and sad today. Not that. That's why this book is coming out in hopefully in about 2 months after I get over all this stuff that I'm going through on the health. But basically, it's to really coach you through a book how to be far more self-serving for yourself regarding not only predictions, but about your own life and getting honed in and clarifying what you want in your life. And that's what you really want. You want to, I hate to say this, but some people, I say they have the psychic ability, and quite frankly, I'm a claircognitive, not just psychic medium. I'm a clairvoyant, clairsentient, and clairaudio as well. So that's a claircognitive. It's everything. And I'm trying to coach everybody through these books to actually open up everything. You don't need to be just one thing. We are all everything, but we have to nurture. And there are certain, quite frankly, exercises that you can do that with.
Okay.
And you have a strong ability for it, but you have to be less, as you said, we tend to go on the negative, and, you know, oh, we're going to see this, you know, we're going to see death and doom and destruction. And quite frankly, because there is, and I hate to say it, because the media feeds us that, and so our minds actually go towards that. But there are some positive good things in there, too.
Yeah, that's the big negative about the media. If we're watching it constantly, then we're always focused on that negative. It's really hard to – I did that for years, watching shows like Cops and all the negative shows. I realized that all these predictions were coming true, and I was putting that in my mind.
Your mind is a magnet, okay? There is an exercise that if you really are interested, email me at darshini_inspirit@yahoo.com. I'll say it again at the end of the show. But I'll send you all these, there's a thing called an arm exercise that shows you how in less than a minute you can change your whole perception of life. And I try and teach as much as I can, but it'll show you how powerful your mind is in attracting and co-creating certain things in your life, which is exactly what we do. When people are, you know, I predicted how many on the shootings, unfortunately, and I know it sounds all negative, but it isn't. It's being given information to people, all these predictions, because to be proactive, see those videos if you want, the major ones, the predictions 1 and 2, for 2000 to this year, 14. They're long, but they're coming true. The cyclones came true, everything. But it's to for you to say, okay, I can do that too, but you have to trust yourself, right?
Yeah,
be your own
totally.
Monitor, your thermostat, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. That was really good insight. Thank you.
Okay. Wish you luck.
Thank you, Saban.
And I'll email you. Thank you.
Great. Yes, he's really into the mind and the power of the mind can change his life. I'm speaking to Darshini on our show, Let's Create a Better World, world-class psychic medium who is answering questions now and gives lots of predictions. At the end of the show, we'll give her contact information on her YouTube, on her videos, and all her work. Her predictions have been 95% true the last 2 years, and I confirmed and double-checked on that, and it's true. That's why she's on the show. She's our psychic. Hopefully she can come on again right before her book comes out. Those people can call in right now. I'll give you the number to call. You're going to be the engineer, Martin, will answer the phone and he'll interrupt us. The number to call is 888-874-4888. Once again, if you have a question for Darshini, any question you want about yourself, your life, your future, what's going on in your area, or anything that we've talked about, please call Darshini, and you can reach her as you call in the show number, which is 888-874-4888. You'll speak to Martin, our engineer. Darshini is a world-class psychic, and I can't say enough good things about her, and this is why she's here. Now, next thing, we have a question. While we're waiting for another question, I have a question from Thomas. He's in Texas. He's in the northern part of Texas. He goes back and forth to Austin, to Dallas, and he's got a place in the northern part of Texas, which is a beautiful environmental area. It's great. His question is, can you tell him anything specific about those three cities he just mentioned? Well, it's not the two cities, Dallas, Austin, and the northern part of the environmental area with all the forest area in northern Texas. Any thoughts on that question?
Okay, yeah, and you said Austin too, right?
Austin, Texas, and Dallas, Northern.
Okay, well, I did unfortunately tell more on the northern tip of Texas that there'd be more tornadoes and flooding, and unfortunately it did happen. There were a lot of calls last year when I was on the radio show requesting, you know, what do you see for Texas? It's been so dry. And I said, well, you're going to get rain, but it's going to be floods, and unfortunately they have been. But from Austin, really, I think they're pretty much safe from flooding. They're going to see one more hurricane coming in off the coast of Gulf of Mexico again later on this year. But it's going to bring a lot of water into towards, you know, driving rain, really, and kind of minor flooding in Austin, I see. But really, Dallas is going to be far more with other storms and more flooding there. It's far more, last year was quite hit with a lot of drought, in mostly in Texas. But quite frankly, Austin is a good, safe area around about that area. It's just inland enough not to be too stricken by any kind of hurricane or anything like that. That's a safe area. But weather-wise, I don't see too much. There are some more tornado activity, but it's hitting nearer on Oklahoma City, down below, coming into the tip of the most northern area near Dallas, just outside Dallas, actually, in the real tip of Texas there. So everything's safe, mostly. Pretty good area, actually, Texas.
Great, great. We have another question. The listener with the question, could you introduce yourself again, please?
This is Bruce.
Okay. Go right ahead with your question.
You know, I was sitting here thinking, what am I going to ask? I don't have anything to ask. But then it hit me my whole life, and I realized that what I want to ask about is, boy, I've had problems my whole life and have gone to therapy and tried to do all kinds of different things.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, go ahead.
All right. I'm just wondering what it'll take, or if I'm just going to be living out my life like this. I've had depression since I was little. Just all kinds of layers and layers of problems. And I think my whole life has been just a series of negative experiences.
Okay. Well, there, you know, we go through negativity. There's the depressions aren't so much. It's slightly clinical, isn't it? It's like there's a chemical imbalance in you. Is that true? Not a huge, strong chemical imbalance, but there are that you are more or less, how can I say this? Did they define that you have clinical depression?
Well, I was diagnosed with major depression. I never knew what the word clinical meant.
Okay. In other words, it's not just somebody who's going through we all go through depression.
You mean
okay?
Temporary?
Yeah, well, a temporary depression. But
this isn't temporary. It's been a whole lifetime.
Exactly. So it's clinical depression. In other words, where it's a disease. You know, it's part of your DNA. It's part of you. You understand?
All right. Yeah.
So, in other words, if you're on meds on certain suppressants to help you, that's a clinical depression. But, you know, you also have a very, in the last 2 years, even though you've been going through this cycle, constant cycle of kind of, other than negativity, but kind of oppression in a way, things aren't working out with either relationships or jobs. It's you're never really, really happy. Is that true? In the last 2 years, it seems to be easing off a bit on the in the accelerator. It's not exactly on the brake, but it's getting a slightly better. But it's still not clearing. It's like a cloudy day or overcast day always.
I'm just wondering what it'll take to clear it.
Okay, I know. And you really have a how can I say this? Would you say in the last 5.5 months you've been very more aggressive or assertive with trying to find ways to counter it, to get through it more, instead of just bearing it?
Boy, it's hard to answer. The last 5 months.
You really have been making an effort in trying to find answers. Is that true or not?
Well, yeah, it's been really my whole life trying to do that. Yeah. At the moment, I'm focusing more on my diet part of it.
Good. And you really try more the organics if you can.
Right.
Because I hate to say it, there are a lot of pesticides
right.
in foods nowadays that are affecting our body. Why do you think cancer is now kind of virulent in our society? There are certain things that change not only our DNA, but are really infusing our body. But it's not only that. Because it is part of your certain DNA, I think by just doing a lot, not so much solely on like juicing or something. Don't get fanatical on one thing, but more even toned on the fresher organic vegetables. You'll find it a bit more cleansing for you. But
yeah,
to be honest, and I'm known to be brutally honest, I'm not going, whether you like it or not, you get, you know, this is my, how I read.
That's
but
all right.
By February, around about February 12th, I see that you're feeling far more positive, that the depressions are really like a good 20 to 30% off the table, that you're actually waking up with more incentive to be more physically able to do things, that you're not going into that shadow where you are. And you may not believe this, but it does work for thousands of clients. I've told it to. It's called the candle lesson. And it's not only for depression, it's for anything you want, money or love or whatever. But it's remember, there are rules to it. And if you want, it's called the candle lesson. It's on my YouTube. And again, you can email me, and I'll send the... sorry, can you hear me? I think there's...
I can hear you off and on. You're cutting out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know. I thought you were cutting out, too. So basically what it is, it's called a candle lesson. And email me and I'll send you the link, okay? But all you do is every morning you can light the candle and you ask your guides to help you through the day. So you don't go through like 80% of what you're going through. You're able to function at a higher level. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, I've people who are not exactly suicidal but near that because they're so depressed. And it does help them. And it's about finding who you are. That's what this is. It's a major chapter change in your life that's kind of gone on well too long. But you're going to find things really start clearing by February. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much, Darshini.
Well, best of luck. You really deserve it.
Thank you.
That was excellent, Darshini, because we get people with all sorts of questions, with all sorts of... modalities and healing that they need. If there are any more questions, please call the number. We have time for maybe one more question, and I have a question that came in from Portland, Oregon, which I'll give in a minute. But I am speaking to Darshini, world-class psychic medium. I'm giving all the predictions of what's going on in the United States and taking questions. And hopefully we'll have her on again right before her book comes out. And I really... before we leave, of course, she's going to give all her information on how you can see her videos and her information and how you can even see what is a fact, that her predictions have come true 95% of the time. I do know that. I've checked on it. If we don't have any questions now, I have one from Oregon, Fred. Fred from Portland, Oregon is really into the climate change. And if you could take 2-3 minutes to give us what are your thoughts on what's going to happen with climate change, maybe perhaps in his area, he's in Portland, Oregon, or just in this country, period. The climate change is getting to be a major problem. Your thoughts.
Sure. Thanks, Bobby. Okay, so really, the climate change is part of this shift, which is part of the, it's all a domino effect, and explained in the books, and it's really part of this terraformer of the planet. And we are suffering from a major shift. There's going to be far more, I'm talking about mini ice age and all kinds of other things, in the future, far future. But we are looking at a major, we're in the tip, like putting your toe in the water at the moment. We're not really fully seeing what the climate change changes are doing. We discussed earlier, or at least we talked about it, that how America is going through such seasonal changes that the timing is all different, that winter is extending more into like end of May, June. And even Oregon, I did last year's predictions, and I did a bit this year that I said there was going to be high heat, which has been happening, which is not normal really for Oregon. And also there's going to be more flooding and stuff like that, a lot of heavier rains. And this kind of change is going to start coming in. Snow is going to be far more deeper. We're going to experience far more aggressive snowstorms and more intense and longer, but they're coming in different ways. So the whole system in the, I would say from Midwest upwards, and I hate to say that, but it's going, and obviously Canada is going to be affected by this whole change around the Earth, that it's really the upper hemisphere is changing. Now that is also tied, as I said, it's kind of a triple doom disaster in a way, not doom, but it's disaster in the way of why it's happening is it's part of the polar shift, and this is all in mixing in. So the climate changes with what we're doing to the atmosphere, we're not protecting the planet, is affecting it. We're going to experience, obviously, far more different tidal changes. Excuse me. And also dead oceans, and that's something I've addressed in the book, why certain areas of, in the oceans are dying, and we're experiencing it more. And this is all part of this globalization where we are not looking at our Earth as a living planet. It's a living planet. We're not doing anything for it. We're going to see the glaciers melt faster, I hate to say it. It's a domino effect that it's going to be really hard to change, that the way the ice is actually going to reform in different areas and not be so heavy. So I hate to say it, that's why it's a prelude to the mini ice age later. So, and again, it's not in our lifetime per se, not necessarily, but it is going to be affected because we are also going to experience, as part of this change, and again, it's climate change, but volcanoes are exploding. We're going to see a few more, and that's why the devastation and the level of the exclusion of all the ash in the air is going to bring all the the sun, cover the sun enough to cool the planet now. So I won't I'll be putting that on the 2015, which I will hopefully be putting out in the next month or two, just before the book. So instead of the end of the year, since people are looking for that. But we are going to be experiencing far more kind of devastating earthquakes and stuff like that, which is all to do with climate change because it's all areas of heavier oceans because of water, and that's affecting what the Earth's core as well. And the undercurrents and all the other, you know, the volcanoes are really underneath. That's why we're getting the earthquakes and the tectonic shifts. So everything is alive, and you'll notice that going through USGS, why I've concentrated on the Ring of Fire, which is the most active it's been in, I think, I wouldn't say a century, maybe, I don't know, but I think so. It's getting to be, in the last 10 years, far more active. And especially in the Ring of Fire. And I did predict, unfortunately, that we're going to be seeing far more, sixes, fives were outrageous to hear about 5.0 earthquakes, but we're now, and sixes, now six is normal, seven is getting to be normal, and we're seeing eights, and there will be a nine. So, just be prepared. Again, I don't mean to be concentrating on doom and disaster here, but I'm again trying to get people more aware of their environment and more interactive and vocal in the way of, we have to start thinking ahead, not just immediately 5-10 years down the road, but being far more like this gentleman who asked about this question, thank you so much, is to be careful. And I hate to say it, Seattle is going to be far more earthquake prone on that area too. So be careful about that. I have been saying that for a few years now. But climate change is definitely, you're going to see far more snow, as I said, in that area, a changing of the ocean activity. There are surfers here in California confirmed it. They're seeing different movements of wave activity, which, as I predicted 2 years ago, it's different. The surfers know because they're in it all the time that we are seeing different, behavior. So hopefully that will help a lot of other people in that. Okay?
Great. Right. Darcy, we might have time for one quick question. I know I had a gentleman who was supposed to call, and he hasn't called yet. If he's out there, call the number to ask the question, 888-874-4888. But I have an important question. But let's give your information out now, slowly and clearly, so
sure.
People can hear it. How people can get your videos and reach you and ask you questions. And go ahead and
sure.
Give us all your contact information, please.
Thank you. The best way, because I'm running around or working 7 days a week, basically, please send an email is the best way. My email is Darshini, D-A-R-S-H-I-N-I, _, in spirit, which is I-N-S-P-I-R-I-T, that's Darshini, _, at yahoo.com. You may call, but quite frankly, it goes to voicemail because I'm so inundated with calls. But and if anybody wants to know their candle color for the candle lesson, just email me anywhere in the world. I do, obviously, readings all over the world. And if you want my schedule of events every month, and I upload new videos as well, I'll send the link, if you email me, to all these things that I've been talking about and other free exercises, that's excerpts from the books that might help you as well. So basically it's Darshini_inspirit@yahoo.com or Darshini in Spirit on your YouTube. Okay? And that's it.
Fred, please. Thank you. Go ahead. Right, caller, who's calling, please? Fred? What? Who is this calling in?
This is Fern. Fernie.
Hey, how you doing? Go ahead and ask your question.
Yes, I know, you know, she's been speaking a lot on the weather, the predictions,
mm-hmm.
which is energy. My question
Correct.
Is that today, the position that we are in the world, science, the chemical changes going on about in those industries, do you see any nuclear energy in the horizon between
okay,
man
now,
and the world?
Very yes,
briefly,
and very briefly. Quite frankly, there is something next year, but it's really, remember, these are all the posturing of North Korea and the potential for all these threatening, but nothing as for real harmful nuclear bombs going off. I read through energy, yes, but that's how I'm able to see events. But I don't see anything necessarily with world, you know, like war, World War III or something like that. So, but there is a possibility, I hate to say it, with North Korea, and his posturing of threatening, because he is feeling very, very threatened next year because of his resources being very limited, and are going to be extremely so next year, I hate to say it. And the last time I predicted something, about 2 weeks later, he started lobbying, you know, torpedoes over to South Korea. So that's the only thing I see at the moment.
Good.
Very good. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry we had to be a little quick there. We've only got a minute or two left on this segment because I had some announcements. But I do want to ask you one quick question.
Sure.
We had a psychic on about a year and a half ago. By the way, today marks a year and a half, February 9th of a year and a half ago, this show started. Thanks to Gary Null. He comes to town every year or two, and I pick him up at the airport, and we drive him around, and we're involved with. So Gary had a chance to really know a little more history on me, and because I'm kind of a jack of many trades as far as all the body, mind, spirit, health, and whatnot, that's why he gave me this show, and I'm really happy to have it. Here's the question. We had a psychic on, a world-class psychic, that I asked this question to, because people ask me, and I gave her the same answer she gave me. I want to see if you confirm this or disagree or whatever. People are always asking, and because I have a lot of psychic background myself, according to you and other people, the question is, what's going to happen with all these predictions of all these disasters, about the money crunch, the money dollar's going to go dead, about more wars, and about weather and climate change destroying this country? Some people on the radio and other people are saying it's going to be really bad. My answer is, and I want to see how you agree or not agree, my answer is it's not going to be anywhere near as bad as what they're saying. Yes, some of those things
Correct.
Are going to happen, but it's not going to be bad. Your quick answer, please.
No, it's not, you know, a quick answer for all of that, but quite frankly, I don't see it. A lot of people are really predicting a horrible, yes, we're going to be in prepper mode and God knows, and the failure of the dollar. No, we're not going to. We are going to go through a rough time. I had said in the last 2 years that the economy is going to improve. It has, but it's not to the position where we're back into the pre-80s. We are going to be on a slow acceleration, but we have to all work together, and it's about a new life of realization. So that's what we have to look at, not all the doom and disaster. We're not going to be collapsing as an economy, but we have to revise our economy and our thinking and our the whole concept of what America is at the moment. Not only America, but it's a globalization problem here. So
right,
that's basically
right.
But I don't see any kind of real everybody into collapse of economy everywhere except Germany or something. So, no.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Darshini. We've got to wrap this up. And you were great,
thank
as
you.
Usual. And we're going to have you on again when your book is about to come out.
Thank
a month
you.
And a half, 2 months, whatever it is. And we got most of the questions answered. Thank you again. You were just wonderful.
Thank you so much. You take care. Blessings to you and Bobby and everybody. Take care.
You're very welcome. You know, those of you, because a lot of people ask me, and because this show is called Let's Create a Better World, and some people think the world's falling apart. Well, there's the answer. By her, by a psychic I had on a year ago, and by my own intuition, because I ask this all the time, there are people that are predicting these horrible, horrible things, disasters, earthquakes, money's going to fall apart, more war, and climate change is going to destroy the world, and the ocean's going to go bad. Yes, these things can happen, but not to the level that some predictors are saying. Anyway, the show is over. I want to thank our engineer, Martin. I want to tell people very briefly and quickly, because the show is winding down, the next few weeks we have, on the 16th, a week from today, Dr. Sarah Larson, who's a medical intuitive and a holistic doctor, will be on along with myself to go over 15 or so things on healthy aging, such as stem cells, such as what to eat, not eat, vitamins, supplements, herbs, exercise, and clear mind thinking and nature. We're going to talk about all those things and more next week on the 16th, so be sure to tune in on that. On the 23rd, 2 weeks from now, David King, Master Gardener, will be on to talk about how you can feed yourself and pick your own food in your own house or in your own yard. Plus, we're going to talk about seeds. Then on the 30th, 3 weeks from now, Keith Moray will be on again. He's a nutritionist, going to be talking about aging, health, body, mind, spirit, everything. The week after that, we're going to talk about Green Festival, the environment, and what's going on around the world as far as the health movement. We're going to get into that deeply. So let me thank all the people that I need to thank. Jimmy D, our LA producer, Jason in New York, and the overall Progressive Radio Network producer on the best station in the world. Also our associate producer doing a lot of work with us, that's Stuart Hassel. I want to thank you, the listeners, for calling in, and I want to thank Gary Null, who owns this station and doing a great, great job, as we all know. So be sure to tune in the next few weeks for these great shows that we're going to have. Thank you for coming in, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week. Pretending day by day.